So, oh, there's so many places that I'd like to go with this. I want to go here to the Amplified in Proverbs 3. My son, forget not my law or teaching. Let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of a life worth living and tranquility inward and outward continuing through old age till death, these shall they add to you. You can add years to your life by doing it from the heart. Let not mercy and kindness let not mercy and kindness shutting out all hatred and selfishness, and truth shutting out all deliberate hypocrisy and falsehood forsake you. Bind them about your neck, write them up the table of your heart. So shall you find favor, good understanding, high esteem in the sight and judgment of God and man. Lean on, trust in, be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind. Do not rely on your own sight or understanding. Praise God. While we're right here this close, let's go on to the fourth chapter, the 20th verse. My son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. For they are life to those that find them, healing and health to all their flesh. My son, attend to my words. You attend to it. You see to it. You stay in it. Attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Instead of, well, I don't know about that. It's his word. You lean in that direction. I'm inclined to hear that. I'm inclined to believe that. God said it in his word, and that's... God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. So now look at it again. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. The cross reference says medicine. Yes. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues. One translation said the forces of life. The life force comes out of here. And you've possibly heard Gloria say this. We were in the Philippines. We were there twice. And the thing that sticks out in my mind, just, well, a number of things, but one young girl had been bitten by a rabid animal, and they didn't get to her in time with the shots. And we laid hands on her, and God healed her. And that, oh, my. A lot of miracles. But anyway, in our hotel, there was a large, we were up on a higher floor there. And there was a big fountain out the back, and this thing is shooting up like this. And Gloria was about to go teach healing school, and she saw that. And the Lord said, that's your heart and the issues flowing out of it. And he said, as long as there's pressure on that water, you can't get anything in there, even if there's just a little bit out of it. But if you turn it off and the water settles down a little bit, then all kinds of trash can begin to get in there. I was teaching and preaching in a meeting, and I was... Gloria wasn't there. I don't remember why not. But anyway, I was in the hotel room. And I was just sitting up in the middle of the bed, and I had books and so forth. And all of a sudden, I had a vision, and I just kind of looked up like that, and there was a pipe right there. It looked like it was about this big around at the other end. And there was water coming in that pipe from this top piece. And there was just, I literally could feel it. And it was just this little irritating sprout of water hit me in the face. There we go again, hitting. That's hitting. Hitting me in the face. And I was doing this. I said, Lord, what is this? And it went away. He said, that's the small unforgiveness that's built up inside your spirit. And that's my glory trying to get in there. And it's your spirit's clogged up with stuff. I said, he said, yes, you do, if you think about it a little bit. I said, what? He said, remember the cantaloupes. Oh, no. Kelly, you remember when we lived on Florentine, before we would turn, sometimes there'd be vendors out there at the street, and then you come to our street and turn just a little ways. Well, Gloria came in one day. I really like cantaloupes anyway, and had this sack of really nice looking cantaloupes that she bought from a vendor. And so we took the cantaloupes out, and, you know, I was looking for them. The top two were just wonderful. The rest of the sack was rotten. I said, give me that. She said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to go up there and spank him. She said, no, you're not. Well, I just forgot about it. That's wrong. Well, that is one. And then how much other stuff like that I didn't take the time to repent of. And it'll just build up. Here, look at it like this. Let's say you have a straight line. This is the straight and narrow way the love walk is. And you're on that line, and you're walking in love. When you step out here, the devil's right there. I mean, he's just waiting on you. Long as you walk in love, he can't bother with you. So, and what else is waiting there? We read it in 1 John. Perfect or developing love casts out fear because fear has torment. Once you step out there, the spirit of fear is just hanging there waiting to tag you with something. So Jesus called it a straight and narrow way. And so we walk in that. Now, let's continue here. I want us to go to, let's see. Hold that, Ruth. Thank you. It's sharp. Let's look at some scriptures here. Matthew 8:16. And we read this. When evening was come, they brought many that were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with his word, healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew 12, 15. The Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. When Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. It's never been part of mine, nor has it been Gloria's problem with the will of God. Yes. But Jesus said, your traditions make the word of God of no effect. Yes. And there have been church traditions. Now, Gloria's grandmother told Gloria that, well, now, Oral Roberts pays those people to say they're healed. That's what she'd been taught. And Gloria said, I wonder what he pays them, $5? Now, to a little girl, that's a lot of money. And she just forgot about it. Now, that was so prevalent that when he went on television, he had a judge, and he did had him write an affidavit that these situations were not staged, that they were live audiences, and that it was absolutely true. And the judge signed it, and it was sealed, because that was such a big tradition in the United States, that healing was no more. But it's the same Jesus. Amen. But she and I didn't have that problem, because we didn't have that tradition in our background. I particularly didn't, because my parents would have never said something like that. And my mother just pray about everything. And that way, it was no problem with them either. So anyway, and now let's go to Matthew 19, 2. It came to pass that when Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee and came into the coast of Judea beyond Jordan. Great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all there. Well, we could go to Mark 6:56, Luke 4:38-40, Luke 6:17-19, Luke 10:10. There was a leper came to him and fell down before him. He said, I know you can heal me if you will. You remember that? What did Jesus say? I will. I will is the strongest assertion in the English language. I will. Or I won't. Or I will not. You can't get stronger than that. Jesus, one translation, I really do like it. He said, of course I will. In other words, that's why I'm here. Amen. Of course I will. Glory to God. So now I want to go to the 10th chapter of Matthew. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are, and he names them all. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles and the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold or silver and brass to your purses nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither two shoes or staves, for the workman is worthy of his hire. So what does that mean? And these men are used to having a large income. They were very successful people in the fishing business. And Matthew was a publican and a tax collector. And, A little iffy there about, about what he was doing, but he was a wealthy man. There's no deadbeats in there. Now, one of them was Judas Iscariot, but and people say, well, you know, Jesus was poor. Poor people don't need a treasurer. Amen. And the scripture said he carried the bag. And the night of all nights when Jesus told him what you're going to do, do quickly. And he left the room, middle of the night. And some of them thought that he told him to go give something to the poor. You would have to have a poor giving reputation. Yeah. If we were all together and in the middle of the night, somebody got up and left, well, you know, where's the men's room? But Jesus gave so much money to the poor in the middle of the night in a Passover meal. When he left, they thought, surely he's gone to give something to the poor. So don't tell me he was a poor man. So what he said here, you're gone to work for me. And don't take different changes of clothes. And you're worthy of your hire. Now, I said this in a prison in Mississippi not too long ago. And I said, do you think that they just wore the same clothes over and over? And this little voice said, we do. Now, Burl Cain, he was a warden, and then he took over the commissioner of prisons in the state of Mississippi. And he has so much authority and that he could order the men and the women together in this large gymnasium to hear the word. And afterward, this young woman came up to me and smiles. She's just smiling. And she just walked up to me and said, Brother Copeland, she said, I'm on death row. And she said, I'm believing God for a stay where I can stay in here in my ministry. She said, my ministry's here. But she said, I win either way.
Amen.
There was a serial killer and in Texas. I won't go into all the story, but he'd kidnapped a woman, and she kept telling him she's going to love him. And he said, she said, well, he just kept telling her, shut up or I'm going to kill you. And she said, do you mind if I play my tape? He said, the woman, I don't care what you play. Well, it's one of my tapes. And he slammed on the brakes and stopped. He said, who said that? She said, what, Stephen? He looked in the back seat. He said, I heard it. She said, what'd you hear? Stephen, son, this is your last chance. She said, that was God. Well, I baptized him in the county jail there in San Antonio, Texas. And then he had me down as his spiritual advisor. And I won't go into all the different stories, but it's an amazing story. And so when he was executed, he had killed 21 women, but they proved it beyond a shadow of a doubt on two. So I was with him just a little while there, and they had down this thick mesh screen, and he was up here talking to me. And I said, Stephen, do me a favor. Yeah. I said, you know, the scripture says grace is enough. I said, let me know. Yeah, he said, I can do that. Now, the warden was Lawrence Harvey. He's a spirit-filled warden. He and I were good friends. So they had him strapped to this gurney. Now, what does this have to do with healing? Everything. Because people are afraid of death. And a fear of death makes people just, you can be so afraid of it, it'll make you sick. We don't have anything to fear in death. Now, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord, it's time for you to get scared. Well, he's strapped to this thing with IVs in both arms. And it was darkened out in there because there were people that came in there that wanted to see him dead. Well, this man's born again. They hate him. So they're guiltier than he is. But they don't know that. But Stephen was born again, filled with the Spirit. And I told him, I said, you have time to become an expert on prayer. And he did. And anybody that came anywhere close to death row, you had to deal with Stephen Moran. I mean, you are going to hear the gospel in every which way you can think of. Got everybody saved that came in there and to pray for him. Anyway, and he said, Stephen, you have any last words? He started preaching. And he's strapped in there and he's having to look over here like this. And he said, something like this. He said, if the Holy Ghost could do something with something like me, consider what he could do for you. And and finally the warden said, Stephen, son, we had to take care of business. Oh, I said, I know that. Strapped down here, couldn't move. I was as close as from here to Kelly. But looking up towards him, he looked down there at me. Two thumbs up. More than enough. And when that thing turns on, it makes a loud bang. So, you know, in a few seconds, I'm out of here. He lunged and he was gone. And I carry it with me all the time. I have the prayer that he prayed. I keep it in my book all the time, just to remind me. More than enough.
As a child of God, healing belongs to you. It's property you own, not a reward for good works. In the teaching, Forgiveness, The Power to Heal, Kenneth Copeland reveals how forgiveness plays a vital role in receiving your freedom, both mentally and physically. Don't let strife and unforgiveness stop you from having the good life God has already given you. Learn how to practice forgiveness and unlock a life of walking in love and wholeness. Keep your heart focused on Jesus, who bought and paid for your healing. Meditate on God's healing promises and let your faith grow strong. Forgiveness and healing go hand in hand. And when you release the forgiving power of God's grace, it heals you and others around you. Take your authority as a born-again believer. Claim your healing and walk in the fullness of God's blessing. Order your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching entitled Forgiveness, The Power to Heal. Available on DVD or digital download. See how the forgiving power of God's grace released through you will heal you and draw others to Him. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside of the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. September 6th through 9th, join us at the Columbia Believers Convention in Bogota, Colombia. October 26th through 28th, make plans to be at the St. Louis Victory Campaign in Sunset Hills, Missouri. November 9th through 11th, don't miss the Omaha Victory Campaign in Omaha, Nebraska. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Jesus bought and paid for your healing. 1 Peter 2:24 says that he personally bore our sins in his own body on the tree that we might die to sin and live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Jesus is the healer. He is our great physician. And because we're in him, healing belongs to us. Brother Copeland said today that he made a quality decision to stay well. It's one thing to get sick and then get healed. It's another thing to be well and live in divine health. If you're believing for healing, let me pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, we yield to your will concerning the purpose that Jesus was manifested. He was manifested to destroy the works of the devil, and we believe and we say with our mouths, by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, we are the healed, we are the redeemed over all the law of sin and death. And on behalf of our viewers today, by the word of your power and your Holy Spirit, I declare life and life more abundantly to rise up within us all and make us alive in our mortal flesh. For out of our bellies flows rivers of living water, and we are the free, the healed, the redeemed, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Be sure to request your free teaching from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's a free video series by Brother Copeland called Forgiveness, the Power to Heal. This is an excellent resource to keep in your faith library because forgiveness and healing go hand in hand. We need to renew our minds to what the Word says, and when we release the forgiving power of God's grace to others, it changes us and draws people to Jesus. Walking in love is a daily choice. Request your free teaching on DVD or MP4 at kcm.org. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.